Blog Talk Radio.
And you got to keep it flowing and keep it going and just make it do what it do. You feel me? Man, we just gonna jam a little bit, man. Magic Monday's on Gilroy Radio. Special guest John Laster gonna be in the building today, man. It's gonna be wonderful to catch up with that brother. Let's jam a little bit.
Make sure you know my name. Here again is my claim to fame. Going for mine. solo shake. It's all or nothing for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Party. Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, LA, shawty. ATL, MIA, and forget. Shoutown, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Grab a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
I'm in the club. I'm
I'm a
rocker,
you know you sing on this
beat,
right?
She my way, she like my style, order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my belly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show, you gave me some, but I won't hold. Make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver. Mirror, can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a match so I can marry. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think straight love you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission. Like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be crude, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bed. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast. It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver in bed. The problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
LA Vegas
her.
Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Hear what?
I'm gonna rock.
Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Get home, baby.
We've evolved from small to tall and shall not stall. Been blind too long. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your pay, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me pay, yeah. I be sippin' on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your pay, yeah. That flavor lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me pay. You know what I'm talking
about? I'm not listening, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. Diamonds glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice, lemonade, black icy pits. Got gel rough, and I'm bitchin' ice and pits. So I shoot it real good like hoes on Twitter. Small mic, I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And the family is fresh, and I say, I guess. Success brought up there, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, I'm wetting on that line. Got the pitties out today, showing off 10 lines. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not your line. Being skateboard deep in the club on time. No, not on time, but it's just in time. Scoochie.
We evolved from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sippin' on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your pay, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me pay, yeah. I be sippin' on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your pay, yeah. That flavor lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me pay.
Yo, hey, yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid?
look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record, yup, the record, yup, the record.
Monica Hughes, Gilroy East Coast Radio, for making things happen, putting it down, you know what I'm saying, keeping the special guests and everything lined up. Y'all keeping my schedule together, man, between her and Gilroy West. I'm telling y'all, I don't know what I would do without Gilroy East and Gilroy West. I got Monica Hughes working the East Coast. I got Sophia Reed working the West Coast, and I want to thank both of those young ladies for all they do, power players in this game. I also got to send a shout-out to my attorney. She had a very fabulous show this weekend. I mean, for those of you who tuned in, we're building empires on Gilroy Radio. What I'm doing is, you know, I'm just giving instructions. See, the thing I learned about life is you're going to give, you're going to get what you give. So, see, when I give to people, you know what I mean, and there are a lot of people in my life that I've given to, you know, and when I give wholeheartedly. I don't give with expectations from that person. I feel like when I give, I just give. That's just how my heart is. That's why when I ask people for things, I feel like I should receive, so I give. So when I'm giving and I'm not receiving, that's something I do have an issue with, because if I'm a giving person and you're not a giving person, you and I aren't going to get along, because, see, I don't have no problem with giving, because, see, God is so good. There's an abundant amount for me. You understand what I'm saying? I never lack. I never lack anything. When I even went on my worst times in my life, I still didn't lack. God always was there. He protected me. So when I say didn't lack, see, a lot of people put value on monetary gain. That's where they feel, you know, that gives them their affluence, you know, or their comfort. You know, I live here and I drive this and I wear this and I have those, and, you know, when it all boils down, that all can be taken from you in a moment. You understand what I'm saying? That's material. Where is your spiritual love? Where is the life that is, you know what I mean? The things that make the beauty of this handsome, intimate life we have possible. You know what I'm saying? Let's start putting value on other things. That's a message I want to send out from Gilroy Radio, man. Y'all know me, man. I'm shining, you know, out here laughing the Sugar Shack, making things happen, man, pushing it, moving forward. Got a special, special guest today, man. This brother here that I have calling in today. Y'all, this gentleman's name is John Laster. Please Google him, look him up. I want to tell y'all something about this guy. Me and this guy go back 10 years, man. I'm talking about, you know, for people in the comedy game, for my comedian friends that listen, and for the fans around the nation that have been watching, you know, me over the 15-year career that I've had. You know, just so blessed to be making people laugh and to know what that feels like. And then you run into people that, you know, along the way, these guys become your brothers, man. We're like a fraternity of brothers, man. We laugh together. We hurt together. You know what I'm saying? We go through it together. You know, we go through ups, downs, and everything, man. We make things happen, man. Y'all don't know what we go through behind the scenes in order to deliver laughter to you. And this brother's a very, very, very good friend of mine, man. We've shared some good times, man. We have really laughed together. He's a beast on that mic. For those of you who know Mr. John Laster, make sure, you know, you tune in to this show, man. Y'all let everybody know. Call in and holler at him, 310-861-2317. Somebody call in and top it up with my boy, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna bring him on, but before I do, you know, we gotta jam a little bit more, baby. This is Gilroy Radio. I wanna send a song out to all the ladies. Oh, all the ladies. Oh, my ladies. Ladies, ladies, I swear. Make sure you be on the lookout. There's a new product coming to the market called TLPs. That's Trey Love Pajamas. It's a lot of ladies out there that are complaining about, you know, these brothers, you know, these ladies are single, you know, and they need to be held at night, you know, and while you guys are out at your boy's house watching the game and playing Nintendo and doing other things, all that type of stuff, when you should kind of be with your girl, she going to put her TLPs on. So, ladies, you know, I'm going to let you know right now, I got you covered. You know what I'm saying? And keep in mind, you can always be my number two.
I could never be your boyfriend, 'cause you know I got a special girl, and I could never be your husband. But that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island. We can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it hush, girl. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go, 'cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel, we could be there just for two of us. Girl, I love you 'cause you don't tell.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about it. I was just having a talk with my side chick about that the other day.
My side chick, I'm loving that. Your side chick wasn't mad, was she?
Yeah,
because my main girl be tripping, man. She don't. My main girl, I hope she, matter of fact, I know she listens, but my main girl, she don't get it sometimes. I be trying to explain to her. This is how I run it to her, John. I say, look, me, baby, when I'm home with you, I'm just Lewis. But, baby, when I get dressed and I go in the bathroom and I come out, I'm not responsible for what that guy Trey Love does. It's not me. I talk about him like he in the third person. You know what I'm saying? Do you think I'm getting anywhere with her? Or that look she be giving me like, you know what you're doing.
You better watch it before she tell you to go sleep at Trey Love house.
Right. Be putting me all on the couch. That's funny. So tell us what's going on with you, man. I know I got the Big Ten. What season were you on Comic View? Because I know they can't Google it because they took all our Comic View stuff off of YouTube. But just tell the people about where they can find you and see some of your stand-up at.
Oh, they can still catch it on YouTube, and I'm currently building my own website. So I'm trying to control my own media. You know, that's what we all trying to do,
wow.
Man. I mean, I see you doing that, man. So we in the process of putting together johnlasseter.com right now. But there's still some clips you can still pull off of YouTube right now. But you write about the that BET situation. They yanked everything. And the last time, actually, I was out there in L.A., you know, we was taping One Mic Stand for them, and they spent all this money, man. They got us limos. I have my own limo. Now, it's nine of us taping, so they rented 9 limos.
Wow.
Put us up in a 5-star hotel for lunch. I ate mahi and steak. Yeah, dog. Mm. And then they didn't air it.
I remember. No, what's crazy is I remember when they did that because, you know, I put my bid in for One Mic Stand. You know, everybody, that was, like, supposed to be the next BET. Remember, we was all into that. Like, yeah, man. Wow. What you think happened with that, bro?
You know what? To be honest with you, I hope they not listening. I think that they just didn't know how to shoot it. And it came off a lot worse looking than it appeared to be because the audience was so far, it was tough to really get the feeling of it. You know what I'm saying? Comedy's intimate.
Right.
And it almost felt like he was kind of in a basketball gym, and I think the taping came off that way. And they when they started airing them, they came off. It looked like everybody was bombing. So it was kind of grueling to watch, man, and I think that's why they yanked it, but my check cleared, so, you know.
Well, you know, hey, that's pretty much it. That's so interesting, man. You know what, man? I do a lot of colleges and stuff, and I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm writing it down as we talk, because this is your first time on the show. But I mean, you got to come back, man. We got to do comedy segments because I think people need to really hear what John Lasseter just said. You know, you get in situations, comedy is so intimate, and then when a brother per se has a set that's not so good and whatnot, the first thing you know you do is, oh, he's not funny. You know what I'm saying? Their rumors get out, oh, he's not funny, he didn't have a good set. When we all, I'm telling you, every comic from y'all, from Richard Pryor to Steve Harvey to Eddie Murphy, I mean, we have all had those sets where, like, I mean, oh, my God, when you get off stage, you feeling like you are the third coming of Jesus himself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I personally, I'm going to tell you, watch you in awe. I just want the family to hear this. And when his brother come to L.A., man, you got to come kick it with me, man. You know how before we get off the air, I'm going to tell y'all how me and John used to kick it back in the days, yo. We done had some fun kicking it on South Beach. But I'm just saying, y'all, like, I have seen this brother, like, really witness John Lasseter on stage whereas when you watching it, it's like kind of like LeBron and Kobe watching each other. You know, LeBron might be sitting watching Kobe one day in the game like, oh, my God, did he do that? And Kobe might be watching LeBron like, oh, my goodness. Yo, when I'm watching John Lasseter on stage, I'm going to tell you, y'all, it's just like words can't even express because this brother is, not only is he hilarious, just with his material. You know, I'm going to tell y'all how we know when we have taken it to the next level as a comic, when you watch a brother and he off script. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like, there's no set joke, and I mean that brother just ride and start. Like, if y'all saw the comic you set, I remember John just picked somebody's hat up right off his head while John was on stage, y'all. Remember that? You know what I'm talking about, don't you, John? Y'all had to see this brother, y'all. Y'all had to see him. He picked the brother. Yeah, he was shooting Comic View in New Orleans. John picked the dude, hat up, off his head on stage, and just started with the Superfly joint. I'm going to tell y'all, that is like the hottest clip on BET, man. My brother, man, my comedy brother, so good to be back in touch with him, John Lasseter, man. Tell them where they can find you on Facebook and your Twitter and everything, and where they can follow you at, bro.
without question, man. On Facebook, yeah, facebook.com/John Laster. On Twitter, JON_Laster, LASTER. John_Laster. Twitter, twitter.com, John_Laster. And then facebook.com/John Laster. And just hit me up on there.
All right, stay on the line with me, John. I'm going to play a little music because I want to come back to the family and tell them about that wild night that we had back in Miami, man. You know what I'm saying? So many moves ago. And then from there, man, we're just going to keep chopping it up with you, man. And just joke, man, and just parlay and enjoy the rest of this radio show. You dig?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. We're going to vibe on some music, y'all. That John made earlier. I kind of wrote some things down about how comedy, how intimate comedy is, and I want people to understand that. You know, a lot of the shows we do, sometimes, you know, you're in settings to where you may have to do a gym, a cafeteria, a lunchroom. And I just want to say to the people that are booking the comedy shows and to the comedians, I want to say this to the comics and this to the bookers and the people that are setting up the venues to do comedy. For the comics, let's get together. And that's why I'm glad I have a New York brother on the line to kind of assist me with this. And I want to work with John. I swear I do, y'all, man. First of all, his brother's a friend of mine. We've worked together in the past, but I really want us to bond up. You know, I'm about this East Coast, West Coast unity and love. You know what I'm saying? So what I want John to help me with is when we book these shows, and actually I want to invite John to do a show or two with me, man. I got some stuff lined up, man. We going to kill. Y'all don't even understand. Trey Love and John Laster on the set. I'm just say this, y'all. Like how Steve Harvey said, get ready to get your mouth torn out. If y'all was to really come to a show and see me and this brother together on stage, I'm telling y'all, straight up, it will be a double whammy. Two headliners out there killing it. Y'all ain't ready, man. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make sure I do that, man. We make some calls, man. Me and John finna hit this road together. But I just want to say to the people, and this is what professionals such as myself and John are going to do. We're going to make sure as comics we demand for the stage to be a certain way, for things to be set a certain way, for the lighting to be set a certain way, because in order for us to have the best possible set to the promoters and to the people that own the clubs and venues that are responsible for bringing the people out, we want to give you a good show, and I'm sure you want a good show. So let's make sure that from now on we have to look at it as a production. Don't just, you know, get with your homeboy, y'all done flipped a couple of kilos and stuff and want to do a comedy show and then throw something together. No, it ain't like that. We got to do things professional. We got to do things with class, and we got to start letting, the same way they're letting a Jay-Z run the music industry, you all need to start letting comics such as myself and a John Laster run the comedy industry, because this is what we do, and we know what we're doing, and that's church. Welcome back to Gilroy, John.
What's happening, man? Lord knows we've been in some nightmare situations this summer.
Man, I'm telling you, bro.
Especially in the beginning, man.
Hey, I got a guest on the line, man. She called in. She wants to holler at you and say what's up. She actually does listen to your lawyer Saturday, and it's good too, John. I'm telling you, I've incorporated her to the team, man, because I know what the things that we do when it comes to, a lot of times with us being comedians, people take us for a joke. But see, this is a business. You understand what I'm saying? And when it boils down to the bottom line, it's about that dollar bill. So I want to welcome to the show, Listen to Your Lawyer Saturdays, y'all. Welcome to Terry Clark. Terry, what's happening with you, girl?
Hey, Trey. How are you?
Hi, John.
How are you?
Great.
Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. I don't know if John heard you. Let me hush for a minute. Y'all talk.
I just wanted to say hello to your guest, John. Welcome to Gilroy.
How are you? I damn sure listen to my lawyer, so thank you for being on the phone. My sister's my lawyer, so I listen to everything she says.
Oh, okay. You're lucky you have a sister who's a lawyer.
You're damn skippy, because I don't trust none of y'all.
No, but I was just about to touch on what Lewis was just talking about. Trey was just talking about as far as the venues and having the venues properly set up. And I just wanted to point out that a lot of times people don't have attorneys representing them when they do these deals, and it is business. And I mean, if you're going to do a business deal, you probably want to consult with an attorney so that you make sure everything is in order and that everything is right, so that you can do your best and that you make sure the venue is providing their best so that everything works out best for everybody. So it's good that you have an attorney already, and I just wanted to encourage other people who are, especially people who are in the entertainment industry, when they're getting involved in setting up shows and things like that, and, you know, have a manager that goes out to look at the venue ahead of time and make sure everything is in order, because, it's very important.
Well, you know what? You need to be able to have somebody interpret them damn contracts, too, because I know I got four pages of legalese, and it's like written in, like, Chinese or some shit like that. You know, my sister read four pages, and I was like, what does it say? And she said, after four pages, she was like, they said don't curse. Okay. How the hell do niggas write don't curse? Your ass went to school for 10 years. You went to school for 10 years to read Don't Curse back to me.
Don't curse.
But you know what? If I didn't have my sister to read that, my dumb ass would have been out there and been like, how you motherfuckers doing? and we are not going to pay you now.
Okay.
So that's why you need an attorney.
Oh, yeah.
So that you know not to curse.
You motherfucker.
And that shit cost me $6,000 for her to read that. I was like, goddamn, the gig is only $90.
Oh man,
it was a $90 gig, man. I spent all that money to read Don't Curse. $5,910 it cost me to realize that I wasn't supposed to curse.
That's it. What? We live on Get Word Radio. I told y'all. Hey, John, man, we got to do something together, man. I'm currently, John, of course, you know how we do. Like you said, we're building our own entrepreneurial stuff. I put stuff out there. You know how we do, John. We got to kind of keep a little stuff to ourselves. But let's just say this. I'm a booking agent now, and we got to do something together, man. We got
let's
to get some of this stuff together, man, get some money in our pocket, man. And you know how we roll, bro. I ain't talking about no chump change, man. I'm talking about, you know, I'm going to try to take care of your rent. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me on, my dude.
Man, not only for having you on, it's good to be back in touch. Now, this is what I want to joke about a little bit, man. Tell them, where was we at, dog? Was we at the Improv, man? What did we do? I think we kicked it. Man, we got drunk as a fish. I know you were staying at the Holiday. Was we with Larry Dog that night?
I think so, yeah. I think we was at the Palacio.
Yeah, we was at the Palacio, y'all, back in the day, man. Man, we went all on South Beach, y'all. And for those of you who are familiar with Miami-Dade County, you know what I'm saying, South Beach, man, it goes down, man. We had pizza, Wet Willies, you know what I'm saying. I mean, we had so much fun that night, man. We just kicked it, man. And see, I'm telling y'all, we comedy comedians, we literally are rock stars, man. Y'all had to see it, man. We had some groupies. I ain't going to tell everything, you know.
Please don't.
Okay. Hey, John, are you in a relationship now? I'm just curious because, you know, the thing is, like, I could kind of talk about, like, our fun a little bit, but I don't want to get you in no trouble.
Man, I am beyond single out in this motherfucker. Me and my girl got into it, man. I grabbed my little bag. I was like, I am out of here, monkey.
Monkey. Hey, fellas.
Out of here, monkey.
Why is it that when we break up with the girl, all we got is one little bag?
One little bag. That's when you start realizing, man, I have not made it that far.
Hey,
I sent all my stuff home with one stamp on it. I was like, damn, I have not accrued very much in this relationship. I thought we was living together. Shit, I was living over there.
Oh, God. I thought we were living together. Hey, fellas, I hope y'all paying attention to this because I was living
That's
over
right.
there.
If your name is not on the lease, you are squatting, nigga.
Right. I was living over there. And then we'll make it so bad. That'd be how it is, ladies. Y'all know when we get mad with y'all. And see, black women ain't like any other race of woman. Y'all won't. A brother be leaving and it's just his socks. She be like, no, I want everything I bought you. And see, when you get with a woman, see, I'm watching these women. It's this girl I'm dealing with, right, John? And she wants to refurnish my house. Okay.
Oh.
See, here go my thing. No, keep it now. Keep it. She want to take, that's old furniture. You know, them is memories. That's the past. I want to put all new furniture in our house. Hold on, first of all, okay, when you put the new furniture in here, right, and then when we break up.
Oh, yeah.
Who furniture this going to be?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, I had furniture, you know what I'm saying? No, and you know what, I'm glad we got my attorney on the line. I want to ask my attorney on that. If I already got furniture. What you mean, oh, yeah, so you a woman. Are you coming from a woman's point of view or the lawyer point of view? Because you said, oh, yeah, too quick. Your oh yeah,
no.
I didn't like your oh yeah. Your oh yeah was on some oh yeah. I didn't like your oh yeah. So start over and come from a professional point of view. Don't come from a sister point of view. Come from a professional point of view because your oh yeah, I didn't like.
View.
No, because your
gonna
oh yeah.
I was from a professional point of view. I was about
okay,
to
well,
you from what you can do.
A professional point of view start with, I would advise you to, not oh yeah.
Not oh yeah. Because she was like,
be,
oh yeah.
It's supposed to be what I would advise is.
Right. Professional. See, that's what I be trying to tell her. Because, see, she caught me off guard with the oh yeah. Because, see, she put my defense mechanisms up.
Yeah, she
right.
came right
no,
off
I
the
was
cuff.
Actually going to say something that could help you, not negative.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a code for nigga, please. You in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start this over. And guys, pay attention to this because this kind of stuff we're going to be doing on listen to it. I mean, listen to your lawyer Saturdays. I want the people to understand that even though this is radio, it is somewhat radio theater. So you, when you're watching Judge Joe Brown and these judges and whatnot, that's how we're setting Listening Your Lawyer up to be. We're going to be doing building your empire on Gilroy Radio 2 with her. But we are going to have kind of reality segments where, say, you and a person have a squab, and it's not going to be, per se, etched in stone as court, but you can come on Gilroy Radio and listen to your lawyer, and we can argue the point. So here's a fake one, but it's a possibility that it happens. Okay. Trey Love, he got furniture. It may not be the best goddamn furniture, but you know what? It's my furniture. It don't matter how I got it or who gave it to me or how it ended up in my house. The thing is, I got it. And it's my furniture. I sleep on it. I eat on it. I relax on it. It's my furniture. Now, mm-hmm. girl come along. She wants to be all womanly. And, baby, I think, you know, since we've been together and everything, and, you know, the relationship is moving forward, I wanna get us some new furniture. So what you saying? You want me to get rid of my current furniture? She's on to, yeah, get rid of your furniture. Because the memories that you have in your furniture, I don't want us to have those memories. I don't want you to be sitting on your couch thinking about the past, so I want to get us some fresh furniture. So I get rid of my furniture. Okay, family, I hope y'all listening. Fine, I get rid of my furniture. She replaces my furniture with her furniture. Now, then we break up. Worst case scenario, we open. Who furniture?
That's a very good question, because in the state of California, they've created this entity called the domestic partnership, where you can register instead of getting married, you can register a domestic partnership, and at that point, everything is treated pretty much the same as if you had been married, and then you accumulated property after the marriage, and it becomes the joint property of the marriage, which is called community property. And then at the end of the marriage, if you were going to get a divorce, you know, the courts would split up your property according to you each have a one-half interest in the property that's accumulated during the marriage. So I would make the argument that if you go and register a domestic partnership with someone and you guys move in together and you guys purchase furniture during that relationship and things go south, you know, you've basically dissolved the domestic partnership and split the property that was accumulated during the domestic partnership equally according to the laws that the state of California has set out.
Okay.
That's one option. Another option.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Run it.
Another option is if you can make the gift argument and make the argument that the furniture was gifted to you, or half of the furniture was gifted to you, and that was the agreement. Or you can just make a basic agreement to say that, okay, we both agree that this is furniture that we're going to purchase for our home. And if something goes wrong, you get half of this furniture and I get the other half.
Hey, some of y'all seen Madea, right? The episode of Madea, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. So some of y'all know that half a furniture deal might not work out in your best interest over the long-term process of the situation, because you can, how Madea said, you can do it vicariously or we can do it independently, however it's going to get done. Here go what I got to say on that tip. So this is my question. I'm living in Los Angeles, California. You mean to tell me I need a prenuptial to have a girlfriend? Y'all, I need a prenup.
Hey.
We need a contract to go together. That is funny. Y'all, I hope everybody listening to that. I'm in L.A. I'm in Los Angeles, California. And I'm like, look, I ain't going to marry you. She like, baby, it don't matter. See, I think she's smart. These girls is from L.A. Like, oh, we ain't got to get married. We gotta get married. Let's just have a baby. I'm so stupid. Yeah, let's make babies. It don't even matter. Let's just make babies. And then the next thing you know, I do my movie with Eddie Murphy, and then millions of dollars later, she's like, you know what? Soulja Boy was looking at me, and I think that we should part ways, and I'm gonna take half of your millions. How you gonna get half of my millions? What you mean? So you saying? No, Atiria said on your radio show, see, I've been going with you for 3 years now. We got two kids. I just need about, like Steve Harvey wife, just give me about $500,000 and we square. She out of her damn mind.
You'd be surprised.
See,
some states, they have even statutes called palimony, where if you do care for another person for an extended period of time, they can actually sue you for palimony because of what they became accustomed to during that time of the relationship. So, a lot of this is very interesting
again,
things to come across.
Again, to the fellas, to all my fellas out there, to all my fellas. See, that's why this is Gilroy Game Radio. I hope y'all listening and paying attention. Watch out for these pretty girls with them fly little behinds and that good punani, because they be next thing. See, y'all hear this, right? We ain't even got to marry them no more. Y'all got too much goddamn power. I'm pissed off. That's why you on my team, Material. Material, you got my back. I'm telling you, you're a lawyer. I need backup.
That's the first step everybody should be taking. And I mean, I always encourage people to know or consult with attorneys before making major life decisions, because you can avoid a lot of things that you most people don't have a clue about, because it's not something that, you know, you're trained in or that you really think about. But this is, you know, what we went to school for, and this is what we are trained to determine. I mean, a lot of states, not California, but a lot of other states have what's called common law marriages, where you think, oh, we're just living together, but you live together with that person long enough, you're deemed that person's husband and wife. And no, you guys are married. According to this common law, you're married. You live together for 7 years, you're married.
Common law my ass. John wanted to respond on that. Common law my ass. That's all I'm going to say. Don't trap me. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
She's right. She's right, though. That's why it's really important that you have an attorney. And I mean, you know, the moral of the story, I mean, what she's basically saying is that's why it's important to break up with your girl every 3 weeks or so, you know. that way when you go into court and, you know, Your Honor, how long y'all been together? You're like, we've been together for about 7-8 days. So she can have all the shit I accumulated last week.
Oh, God, I love it. Hey,
that's how you clean that.
And I'm good
up.
For that. And I'm gonna say this to the family, people that know me, I'm good for that. They be like, Trey, I will break up with your ass, and you won't even know I broke up with you neither. I just be, look, we ain't together right now. You be living in the same house, trying to figure out what the hell's going on. I don't even care. Hey, look,
we've been together for a week, so she can have half that box of Snapple I bought over there.
That's it.
And that's
all
about it.
Hey, y'all here is live on Gilroy Radio. I want to dedicate this song to all the ladies out there that got a mindset thinking they're going to get a brother for his money. I know y'all trying to get it. You trying to get my paper? I only got one thing for you for life, and that's this peace.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me, but I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy, cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life.
Drop down to your knees.
Makes any difference love you, girl. You're my weakness. You change my world. Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. I give you all my heart. Girl, my son. Anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. It's running right through. And trust in me,
trust,
baby.
Me.
You're all I want.
You are,
hey girl. Yeah, everything I need. Hey, babe.
You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you in my world.
Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl.
So loud.
You can trust in me, girl.
Trust.
You can trust
me, baby.
Gilroy, baby.
You're all I want.
You're all I want. Over here jamming so hard on Gilroy Radio, man. I ain't got but 1 minute left. I want to thank my special guest, John Lass, for calling in, man. My good comedy friend, man. It was such a blessing to have him on. I got to thank Monica Hughes, Gilroy East Coast Radio, for hooking that up. To all artists, comedians, actors, entertainers, please hit her up. GilroyEastCoastRadio@gmail.com. Get your interview live, man. Come sit on here and talk to me. Got to shout Young Rob out, man. Young brother out here in L.A., man, making this thing happen. You know what I'm saying? Young, entertaining, actor, rapper, making a difference, man. Seeing what's going on in the community, man. I appreciate him for that. Got to thank Gilroy West for putting all her work in, man. She's working on them TLPs, man. Them Trade Love Pajamas is coming, man. Y'all make sure y'all pay attention to that. Got to shout out my attorney, Ateria Clark, man. Y'all pay attention to what she got cracking on Listen to Your Lawyer Saturdays. It's going to be a big segment, man. We're going to really make some things happen from right out of there. Got to shout out the EOTM family, Carla, my people's over there, man. Much love to y'all, man. There's so many more to shout out. I just want to say to everybody, there's a love, a peace, a blessing that I'm trying to put out. I'm having fun over here on Gilroy Radio, man, bringing that to y'all every this time I can. It's going to be some changes on Gilroy Radio, you know, with the time slots and all that kind of stuff, new shows added. So, man, make sure y'all pay attention. But until then, I want to sign off with love, with consideration, with care, with a prayer to all the people that lost their lives recently with this China thing and all this other stuff, these tsunamis. I want to just pray to God, please, Lord, please, God, we just pray that you continue to bless people and comfort the people that are still here on this planet and hurting, and to the ones that are gone, I say that may your souls rest in peace. One thing about life, everybody, remember this, not one of us will survive it, so live each and every day as if it's your last, because one day you will be right. Have a blessed, peaceful, and loving day to the entire family. And when I'm gone,
Peace.
Really going on, drizzy back up in this thing, I'm ready, what's happening, gone for surgery but now I'm back again, I'm about my paper like a thrashing wind, World Series attitude, champagne bottle life, nothing ever changes so tonight is like tomorrow night, I will have a model wife, yo is as hot as ice, every time you see me I look like I hit the lotto twice,
Drake you got him right,
yeah I got him bun, I love myself cause I swear that life is just not as fun. Neat got the wheel, Hush got a goon. See, they got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell China it'd be worth the flight. I'll be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, twerk something basis. She just trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, but I could never love her, cause to her I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz out the fast. Can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever got a sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything, and Drake to stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we did it. And girl, I'm serious, I'm with it if you with it, cause your verses turn me on and your pants are mighty fitted. Oh, damn, I think you caught me in a moment like I catch them stealing flows, cause I swear I never loaned it. And life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling, so come and get a portion of this money that we blowing, cause it's on, yeah girl it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home, I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Can you just tell me what you down for, anything you down for? I know things have changed, no I used to be around more, but you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Oh, my dog guys, goddamn, kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. Getting money every day, I'm a groundhog. About to scoop your girl up like a ground ball. I walk light, so I don't piss the ground off. Man, I swim, I do it till they sit the brown off. That's nasty. Yes, I am wheezy, but I ain't asthmatic. James buying cologne, honey, I put on. Make them run and tell their friends like a marathon. Voice baritone, haters carry on. Beat the up. Call me Larry Holmes, Young Money, Jerry Sloan. I turn every stone. When she to me, that's how she learned every song. To the women I condone, better write me when I'm gone. No, I'm not that thuggish, not that druggish, but I do pack bones. I'm a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you. It's only me and her, cause the Bugatti a coupe. It's blood gang slime, but I probably with Snoop. I ain't lying, you don't need signs for proof. Turn you to a vegetable like you lying in soup. And when I'm in the booth, the line is loose. Man, I got so many styles, I am a group. Damn, I'll be gone to November. And I ain't tripping, I know Drizzy gon' kill him. I'm sticking to the script like lint on denim. I'ma see it if the rules ain't bent, don't bend them. Real talking, shut the fuck up, ho. Gotta do it one time for Haiti. What up, Joe? We the F, baby, and the F is for front, though. Cause that's where I bring it. Sue if you bang it, motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed. No, I used to be around more, but you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little.
Father in our hearts. JJ, love you, boy. 8 times.